Okay, when the tape cut off, we were talking about the plane dropping the bomb, but just not having enough preparation time to get it. I was just
we didn't do any fire. I mean, we didn't shoot at the plane because it had been gone out of range. We got the general quarter and got everything ready.
Yeah. Earlier, you were talking about this friend Stewart, but we kind of got to talking about your ship, the Jenkins. Whatever happened to your friend Stewart that you
It was real sad. He was a good friend of mine.
Right.
And we just went in that we were old country boys. We got out of here at sea. Never been anywhere in our lives.
Growing up on the farm.
And they sent to me the machine. This is after boot camp, basic training. They shipped me to machinist school.
Right.
And he went to Florida and got aboard a tanker. He wrote me a card. And about 3 weeks later, I got a letter from his dad. He was dead.
What happened?
In that tanker back then, you know, the submarine was just, it was everywhere. And he was aboard this tanker that said it had aviation gasoline. They told people.
Blew up everybody on the ship, I mean.
Tell you one comical. You have to imagine these old salts. We figured ourselves old salts, you know, but at the end of the war, we was out there fighting the war. We knew what it was all about. And they sent this Chinese, Chinaman, he was over in America, going to school, and they drafted him. They put him in the Navy. He had joined 2000.
Right. So Chinese guy was in America going to school, and he got drafted into the American Army.
Yeah. Okay. And they sent him out to left-handed monkey wrenches. They just run the football ready. You'd be proud of all they didn't do. Because he didn't know anybody.
Probably sent him to the Ace Hardware looking for a fallopian tube.
Right. Anything you think of, well, they done it to him. Or we did it to him.
Yeah.
And we was out there sailing one day, and we got word that they shot a plane down, and there was three survivors in there. So we took off over there and picked up three survivors. And they got them aboard ship. Could nobody aboard ship communicate with them. And they said, get old Chin. So we run down Chin, and he could talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
And he found out where our airfield was that we didn't know about. So they transferred him off, and about a month later we was in some little wild top. They packed somebody aboard. Here come Sheen with his officer's cap on. he paraded around that ship about 2 days.
showing off his. So he got moved up to officer.
Yeah.
Just because he was Chinese and he could speak to those.
Right. Yeah.
Those prisoners, or not prisoners, but the three Japanese itself?
Yeah, picked up three pilots. Well, one was all pilots, but the three survived.
Okay. And
of course, everybody was curious. I don't know what a Jap looked like. You know, it all going back there. But now back then, they still served there because we had officers cook. They were black and Filipinos. All they did was cook for them. And you know, and the Japs really treated the Filipinos wrong at the beginning of the war. And we had the chief officer's mess cook for the Filipinos. And we're all out there looking at the Japanese. We heard somebody hollering, here comes that Filipino with a pistol.
Uh-oh.
He was going for it, don't kill him. And they caught him too.
It is a stuff. I guess he. Of all he could stand.
Yeah, well, he didn't. I was against him. But I wouldn't shot him if I could. Three little old jets were over about 300 and something. America.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other stories that you think of, or anything you can conclude with?
This has got nothing to do with the war. It's showing what mean boys will do. But when the baker would bake, cook and bake, and he'll be baked once a week, you could smell that good smell down in the end of it.
Yeah.
And boy, we wanted some of that. He wouldn't give us a loaf of bread in our lives. So, but, you know, there's no lights on the ship at all during the war.
Yeah.
And, if you open the hatch, the light on the inside would go off. So we made a map of where that bridge was. So, we got to smelling that bridge, you know, and when we had about 3 hours went up there, and two opened that hatch, and the lights went off, and we got an arm load of bread and took it down to the end.
Y'all determined to get that bread.
We were determined to get some of that good bread.
You know what they say.
And we done the same thing. The officers were getting eggs. We what? So we put a stop to this. So when we were taking on supplies, you know, we were handing crates off. We had one fellow watching the eggs. So here come a crate of eggs. When he went by our hatch, you know, down the engine room, he just pushed it down there instead of taking it right along. We had eggs there. We fried them in lube oil.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, God.
That's how hungry we were for eggs. You remember how long we'd been out there.
Y'all fried eggs with little boy?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Was that good?
Oh, yeah, they better than none at all, I mean. And, you know, it's no alcoholic beverages for the ship. It was the first of the war. And at the end of the war, they got a little lenient, and they had a beer locker. Had this big old hatch where you kept the beer locked up. They had a lock that too. But back there on the hinges, they had two little pins. You could tap them, they'd come loose. And of course, we knew about it. And when they went to get that beer, about 2 or 3 months later, there wasn't no beer left.
They'd have knocked the pins out and pulled the hinges off.
Yeah, they.
Got
I was just all nice.
So you served in the Navy for 4 years, and then you came home. And
came home, and right before I got discharged, wasn't long, I was at this cafe and met a little old black-headed girl named Jackie. I went back, and we corresponded while I come back, and we got mad. And that was my downfall. I've been married ever since.
All right. Well, what are you going to say?
Nothing. All
right. Well, look, I really appreciate your time and sharing with me your experience.
I enjoyed it. If I'd have had a little more time, I might have thought of some of the old.
Yeah. Take a trip down memory lane. But I really appreciate it, and you can come up to the library.
When you get all set up, let me know, and if I'm ever up that way, I'll drop by and see if I can look. It'll just be a tape on it. You play it.
Right, I don't know.
You gonna send me a tape?
Yeah, I'll send you a copy of this and my paper and all the work and everything.
Right.
But we'll just conclude right there and I'll stop the tape.